Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
The Startup Spotlight is powered by The Business Show, Africa's biggest and most successful business event. Grow, learn, connect, be inspired, and get ahead. Register for free at thebusinessshow.co.za. Now, every Monday on the program, I speak to an entrepreneur, someone who's breaking barriers and reshaping their industry. And tonight, it's Karabo Makete, partner and investment principal at Aeons Ventures and one of the few young black women in South Africa steering venture capital towards underfunded but high-potential entrepreneurs. I read that she's helping shift the VC landscape by combining sharp financial acumen with deep commitment to impact, innovation, and inclusion in a sector which I think is fair to say is still grappling and grappling deeply with transformation. So, Karabo, a very warm welcome. And we're going to talk about the VC landscape in just a moment, but maybe just about you first of all. A partner in the company, from your perspective, from your experience, what has been the biggest barrier you've had to overcome to get there?
Thank you for having me again. The biggest barrier that I've had, I think, would have been not taking the traditional route through finance. So when I was studying, I didn't study finance or anything finance related. I actually did a BSc in the built environment. So having to go from having a built environment background to jumping into investment was probably the biggest hurdle for me. But I was able to do it at quite an early age. And I started that at the National Empowerment Fund as a trainee. So going into that position without having the background knowledge that everyone would usually have, I think was one of the greatest barriers for me getting into this sector.
And mentally, how did you make the transition? I would imagine it required a fair amount of intellectual gymnastics.
It did. But I think I was also very drawn towards the profession because it interests me. And I had a lot of experience with entrepreneurship from a young age. I was on the Alan Grey Awards Foundation program, which was very entrepreneurial focused. So as a result, I had that urge in me to do something in the entrepreneurial space. So I just found myself being drawn to that, you know, as much as it took a mental toll and it was very difficult and challenging. I always found myself going back towards investments or towards economics. In actual fact, I realized it when I was still studying. I think I was doing my second year and I realized, ooh, actually, I'm not doing the correct degree because what I love is economics. Yeah, but from that stage, I then was able to just gear myself towards finance and, of course, do the mental gymnastics you're talking about, doing extra work, knowing that you're coming into a room where you need to learn 10 times faster than everyone else, I think was, yeah, the mindset I had to have.
What do you think the biggest difficulty is that entrepreneurs face in this country?
The biggest one? I think that's a very tough question because there are a lot of challenges that they face. But I think one of the major ones would be access to funding. And not just any sort of type of access to funding, but access to equitable funding, particularly in the early stages of their journeys when, you know, cash flow is very important and every cent counts. I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges that they encounter.
And you'll agree with me when I say that many small businesses in that respect don't even get a seat at the table when funding is discussed. So as far as Aeons Ventures is concerned, what is your approach and how do you find and back these entrepreneurs that often exist with a huge amount of potential, but under the radar?
Yeah, that's true. So not a lot of the entrepreneurs that actually need the funding don't have a seat at the table. And it's usually the popular or the overperforming SMEs that are usually recognized and the funding is allocated to them. So what we try to do at Aeons is obviously build or leverage on our network rather to make sure that we are not only hearing of the popular names that are out there, but also trying to get to the SMEs that are not known, but are actually doing a great job out there. I'm not sure if I answered your question.
I think you've answered the question, but you also raise an interesting observation about SMEs that shout the loudest are often the ones that get recognized. So what advice would you have then for entrepreneurs in terms of developing a louder and perhaps more confident voice?
I would say that I think in general, entrepreneurs want things to be perfect. You know, you want your pitch deck and everything to be perfect before you go out, you put your product or your service into the market and, you know, start telling people about it. So I think instead of waiting for the perfect time, you know, start speaking to people, start deploying your product or your service as early as possible, you know, to make sure that you're getting known out there, you're getting recognized, and you're not just, you know, staying under the radar and working on your own in your own little silo. You need to be known, you need to be out there, you need to be presenting yourself, and you need to be making the right networks, because it's not always just funding. You know, sometimes it could be being plugged into a supply chain, which then brings revenue. So yeah, there's a lot of potential in expanding your network with the right people.
And Karaba, what about the venture capital sector itself? You'll be well aware that it has been criticized in the past for perhaps being a little network driven and maybe a little exclusionary. How do you break through those closed circles?
I wish I had the definite answer for that. It's very difficult. It is a very network focused space. You know, it's about who you know and how to, you know, making sure you're getting the timing right of when investors want to invest. So you don't have that kind of insight if you don't have the right networks, of course. So I don't know how I would say you should break those barriers, but I think, you know, trying to go and opening the doors that are reachable to you, trying to find out and aligning yourself to the funders, I think, and their mandates is something that can help a lot in trying to expose yourself to the right funders.
You've used the word network on a couple of occasions. Why is that so important for entrepreneurs, and how do they go about even starting to develop one?
So why it's important, as I said, your business will not operate in a silo on its own. And entrepreneurship is a very tough and sometimes a very lonely journey. So having a network is, I think, very important. And the way in which entrepreneurs can start developing their network is making use of events or seminars or whatever sort of programs are out there that can, you know, bring you together with a similar type of people, or your same, you know, people of the same caliber as you. There are a lot of entities that I know of. One of them would be like Startup Club ZA. It's a community of founders, VCs, funders, you know, that are focusing particularly on entrepreneurship and the startup space. So putting yourself into spaces or communities like that is, I think, very important for entrepreneurs.
And just a final one, looking ahead, what in your opinion needs to change most in the venture capital ecosystem to unlock its full potential? Because often there's the criticism that VCs are too focused perhaps on tech startups, and that leaves other high potential sectors overlooked.
That is true. I think, you know, tech startups are, you know, it's the new buzzword, you know, people like sprinkling AI onto everything. And then, you know, now we've got a great, we've got a great startup. So I think, yeah, there definitely needs to be a layer that looks deeper than just tech, that looks at, you know, we live in South Africa, so our landscape is very different from the one in the USA, for example, where the economy is much developed. And, you know, being completely tech focused is not always such a great thing for a country that is less developed or as developed as South Africa is currently. There is still a need for, you know, manufacturing. There is still a need for, like, the industrialization, basically, of the country for us to get to the point where tech can then can reach its full potential.
And that is a close look at the world of venture capital. My guest tonight, Karabo Makete, partner and investment principal at Aeons Ventures. Every Monday on the program, we talk the notion, the issue, and often the complications of entrepreneurship. And I think that'll give you a good idea of where to start when it comes to venture capital. Karabo, thank you very much indeed.
Africa's number one business event is back, bigger, bolder, and unmissable. Dreaming of launching a startup, growing your business, or chasing greatness? The Business Show Africa has something big for you. Powerful seminars, expert masterclasses, cutting-edge exhibits. Discover breakthrough ideas, meet South Africa's top funders, and unlock real opportunities. Network with hundreds of business leaders, funders, and investors. The 3rd and 4th of September at the Sandton Convention Center. Pre-registration is free, but tickets are moving fast. Book now at www.business.com. www.thebizshow.co.za. That's the bizshow.co.za. The Business Show Africa, in partnership with Hot 1027.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.